Happy New Year! Welcome to 2024, the month of January. I am actually super, super excited that we all made it to 2024. It's not by our power, neither is it by our might. I pray that God Almighty, who saw us through 2023, is going to see us through 2023, 24 and beyond. And I pray that God Almighty will grant us all our heart desires this year and bless us abundantly. And may He protect us. And the way Nigeria is moving, I just pray that God Almighty is going to protect us, because I don't understand how fuel is actually going to be 1,200. It's busting my brain, but I pray that God Almighty is going to help us, to be very, very honest. Anyways, welcome back to another episode of Voice It. Welcome to 2024. I still remain your host and your baby girl for life, Amodu Nafisatu. Any other is a counterfeit, and that's a period. Okay, so the last episode, I mentioned a lot. Actually, I did less of talking, and I actually learned more, because I had that episode with my brother, and he actually said things that inspired quite a number of people. And to be very, very honest, I just pray that 2024 is actually going to be different from 2024 by the special grace of God. So most especially, I want you to know that today's topic is about negativity. So there have been this thing of no grief for anybody this year, and that's the motto for the year, the theme for the year. And I feel like that's the energy that we have. No grief for anybody. If person talks, say, make you do like this, and you don't want to do, no grief, my brother and my sister. Nobody feed outshine you this year, and that's on period. So yes, I saw this post about no grief for anybody, and it's still related to the whole scenario of things that is actually going to happen this year. And somebody literally said on Twitter that this thing of no grief for anybody, you got to start with yourself. Don't speak negativity into your life this year, even as a joke. Just don't say it jokingly. Don't, no form of negativity. So another person actually just said that if it comes as a thought, all you just need to do is reject it loudly with your mouth. No grief or negativity this year. And that's on period. That's the theme for this year. I actually want you to actually remove all those jokes and be like, oh, this year is going to be great. Pick positivity into your life, because not only you feel help yourself, as they used to say, heaven help those who helps themselves. Yeah. Abi, now we might be talking with that now, Abi. Whatever. So yeah, basically, no form of negativity, no form of I don't think I can do this thing. No, this one will be my own journey. Ah, my guy, you divine mini. Me, I know if you do this one, me, I know get the money, all those kind of stuff. You're literally joking, but deep down, there's power in our tongues. So let's actually speak positive things into our life. I want you to actually just come out and say, God has actually brought me to this year. He has brought me here for a reason, for one reason or the other. It's actually going to play out as the year goes by. But definitely within those periods, I really want you to say, I can do this. I want you to say that this year is going to be great for me. I want you to say that money will be mine this year. I want you to say that all that I've ever desired for shall be mine this year. I just want you to just be strong. You go see shege, breeze go blow you, go left, blow you, go right, rain go beat you, sun go shine on top your head. But I just really want you to be strong. I don't want you to give up. I want you to be very, very strong. I want you to know that better things are actually going to come your way this year, if you put your mind to it. If you take away all of those negative thoughts and be like, oh, this year is not my year, oh my, I don't make mistake already, this one I maybe start the year again, all of these jokes, all of those crews that we actually used to think that we're catching. I just want this year to be more serious for you. It's still early in the year, we're still like in the first 5 days of the year. I want you to set goals and be like, on the 31st of December 2024, I got this. Be able to tick that bucket list that you've actually, you are going to create for yourself, or you have created for yourself. If there's somebody that you felt like, oh, wasn't helpful last year, I just feel like, oh, that person shouldn't be here with you this year. Even if the person is still here with you this year, know how to actually cut that string that is actually attaching the both of you together, because I just feel like we should be more serious this year. As they have said, no grief for anybody. So this is me just speaking positivity into my life and also your life. I want you to actually say, this year is going to be great for me. As I am saying it, repeat after me. This year is going to be great for me. This year, I shall achieve things that I have never achieved in my life. This year, my goals shall be met. This year, my heart desires shall be granted. This year, good things shall come my way. This year, I am not going to give up. This year, I am going to be happy. This year, I am going to be a better version of myself. This year, my happiness will not cease. As I have said before, this year, God will bless me abundantly. This year, I will have sufficient money to take care of myself, take care of my family, my friends, and also take care of my bills, most especially. By the special grace of God, all of these things, and whatever I have not added to this list of things that I have said, I want you to add it and actually prophesize into your life. I want you to be positive, no form of negativity, no room for negativity. No grief for negativity. No grief for anybody this year. Be you, be real, and just do your thing. And with that, I think I have spoken positivity into my life and also your life. So with that, we have come to the end of this episode. Don't forget to actually subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm going to be dropping the link here. And don't forget to follow me on IG at mamnev_, on Snapchat at @amodunafisatu1, on Twitter @amodu_nafisatu, on TikTok @mamnev_. And when you just click on, or when you just type @amodunafisatu on YouTube, that's your baby girl. If you've not seen me before, that's your chance to see my face and to see the real me. So Juma Mubarak to my Muslim brothers and sisters. Don't forget to have a blessed and amazing weekend. Don't let Nigeria hurt you. Instead, hurt Nigeria. If you have to jackpa, jackpa. If you have to make that money in Nigeria, make that money. But let it be legit. And make sure that you be you and be happy. And with that, I am out of here. Anyways, bye. I remain your host and your baby girl for life. Nafisat. Peace.